Bookworms by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 12. The Birthday Girl. The next morning, Imogen the Owl dropped off a note next to Kellen's breakfast plate at the Gryffindor table.
Mr. Grimsith, as promised, I've spoken with Oliver Wood, the Gryffindor Quidditch captain, and he's agreed to train you to be the backup keeper. Please meet him at the Quidditch pitch this afternoon after your last class. He'll go over the rules of the game and teach you what you need to know about being an effective keeper. I've no doubt you'll do us proud. Sincerely, Professor M. McGonagall.
What's that all about? Neville asked. Professor McGonagall wants me to learn the keeper position. I just made the Quidditch team, Kellen explained. Oliver Wood's going to teach me the game after school today.
Oh, that's brilliant, Kellen said. You'll be terrific, I'm sure.
Now that you're on the team, I'll be pulling for Gryffindor every time you don't play Oscars, Desiree asked.
Same here, chimed in Daphne. And I'll cheer for you even when you play us, just so long as we can sneak by you guys at the end.
You're a terrific flyer, Kellen. You could probably play any position, Ron said. Even Seeker. But the way you rescued Daphne the other day, you're a natural for keeper.
Thanks, Ron, replied Kellen. You're a bit of a Quidditch fan, aren't you? Didn't you say that you're a fan of the Chudley Cannons the other night?
Righto, Ron confirmed. It's not always easy being a fan, but I gotta support them even when they're down, which is often.
Good luck at practice this afternoon, Kellen, Harry said. I know it'll be a cinch for you.
I don't rightly know what to expect. I've never seen a game of Quidditch, let alone played it, responded Kellen.
If it makes you feel any better, neither have I, said Harry. Let me know how that goes. I'm rather curious.
Kellen nodded.
Will do.
After class was over, Kellen changed into a Minnesota Twins sweatshirt and blue jeans and reported to the Quidditch field to meet with Oliver Wood in order to learn the basics of the game. Oliver Wood was an older student, maybe 16 or so, and was already at the pitch when Kellen arrived.
Glad I could make it, Grimsith. I'm Oliver Wood, keeper and captain of the Gryffindor Quidditch team. Professor McGonagall says you're an exceptional flair, with a protective instinct like no other. You must be talented to get praise like that.
I think it's more a case of me being in the right place at the right time, Kellen said.
Oliver smiled.
When opportunity knocked, you answered.
Now down to business.
Obviously, the goal of the game is to outscore the other team. The most common way to score is to put the quaffle through the opposing team's goal hoops. Each successful goal is worth 10 points. As a keeper, it's your job to prevent the other team's chasers from pulling the quaffle through those hoops. You with me so far?
Kellen nodded.
So far, so good.
Oliver chuckled.
Quidditch is a bit more complicated than that, though. There are other balls. Are these big black enchanted objects called bludgers? And they'll try to knock players off their broomsticks. That's why we have beaters. They're armed with bats to knock them away from their teammates.
He then proceeded to a closed chest, which he quickly opened.
The one in the middle is the quaffle. The shaken ones that are strapped down are bludgers. And this little guy.
He produced a small golden ball, smaller than a chicken's egg. This is the golden snitch. It's the most valuable ball of all. It's worth 150 points, and when caught, the game ends.
He grinned at Kellen. Hop on that broomstick, Kellen. I'm going to try something.
He opened the palm of his hand, and the golden snitch sprouted a couple of wing-like protrusions, then fluttered off and zigzagged in 20 different directions. Kellen watched the snitch, and then kicked off the ground on his broomstick and chased after it. He darted to and fro, in between the goalposts and around the stadium. After about 90 seconds, he did a nosedive toward the earth and snatched the snitch just a few feet off the ground in the middle of the pitch. He tumbled off his broom, golden snitch in hand and a big grin on his face. Oliver whistled in amusement.
Not bad, Grimsith. You'd make a fair seeker.
Oliver and Kellen went over the specifics for the keeper position and threw the quaffle toward the hoop several times to see how Kellen would react.
Tom McGonagall was right. You're a natural, Oliver said. You're good enough to see some action this year, that's for sure. I'm not going to lie. I could use a breather every now and then. And once you're fully trained and have some practices under your belt, you're going to be extremely tough to score against.
I've always thought a successful Quidditch team goes only as far as its defence takes it. And with you playing keeper, Gryffindor will have a lights-out defence. Slytherin won't know what hit him.
Funny you should mention that. I actually have some friends in Slytherin, Kellen replied.
Believe it or not, so do I, Oliver replied.
But when it comes to Quidditch, all bets are off. It's bragging rights for the whole team, and Slytherin has been on top lately. It's time to take back the Quidditch Cup, and you're a secret weapon. They can't beat us if they can't score.
Unless they get the golden snitch first, Kellen surmised.
True, replied Oliver. We may need you as a seeker and a pinch as well.
You could serve as a Swiss Army knife of sorts this year. You're just too talented to keep off the field. Would you be okay with that? You may even have to fill in as a beater or a chaser from time to time. That's a good thing. I'm not just grooming you to be the next keeper. I'm grooming you to be the next Gryffindor team captain. You're born for this game, Kellen. I'm very impressed with how quickly you're picking it up so far. Anything to help the team, Kellen replied. That's a spirit, Grimsith, Oliver said. I'll warn you, won't be going easy on you in practice because the other teams, especially Slytherin, won't show any mercy. Kellen nodded. I understand, Oliver. Oliver grinned. I'm excited for the future of Gryffindor. I'll see you at practice then. The next few weeks flew by. Kellen had a lot on his plate. Quidditch practice, teaching Hermione the Norwegian language, and he had been spending some of his free time at Hagrid's hut lately with a very specific reason. Hermione's birthday was fast approaching, and Kellen promised he'd do something special for her several days before her birthday. He spent what little free time he had at Hagrid's hut working on an oil painting, a very flattering portrait of Hermione.
You're a very talented painter, Kellen, Hagrid said sincerely. Looks just like her.
Thanks, Hagrid, replied Kellen. Thanks for letting me spend some time here and letting me use your materials so she can have a proper birthday. She hasn't really had many memorable birthdays, I'm afraid.
Dunno why, Hagrid said. She's a nice girl, very bright as well.
If it's all right with you, maybe we can make a cake for her? Throw a surprise party for her here and say just after dinner this coming Thursday? I know a few people that would be delighted to come.
That's fine, Kellen. I'll be delighted to help her celebrate.
Perfect. You're a lifesaver, Hagrid. Thank you so much. Kellen told several friends to head over to Hagrid's hut immediately after dinner that Thursday. Desiree, Daphne, Harry, Ron, and Neville all agreed to it. Kellen presented the portrait he created to Hermione at breakfast on her birthday.
My goodness, that's amazing! Did you use magic to help make that?
Hermione asked Kellen. Not the slightest smidgen of magic, replied Kellen.
You're very talented, thank you,
said Hermione as she wrapped her arms around Kellen in appreciation. Happy birthday, Kellen said softly. Happy birthday to the best friend I've ever had. He discreetly gave her a peck on the forehead. Her cheeks turned deep pink. Would you like to sit with me at the Slytherin table this evening for dinner? Daphne would love to have you there with her, Kellen offered. It's not as scary as it sounds, and I'll be there with you, and so will Ray. Hermione smiled. As long as you're there too. That evening, Hermione, Kellen, and Desiree met with Daphne and Tracy at the Slytherin table for dinner.
Oh, hiya, Daphne said. It's really nice to see all you here tonight, she smiled sweetly, and happy birthday, Hermione.
She reached over to give Hermione a friendly hug.
Thank you, Daphne, replied Hermione. You should see the portrait Kellen made for me sometime. It's beautiful.
Happy birthday, Hermione, Desiree asked. Kellen couldn't have picked a better best friend. I'm glad you two are as close as you are.
She also gave Hermione a gentle hug.
Thanks, Ray, Hermione replied.
You're a really good friend yourself.
Tracy grinned.
I've already met Kellen, but I don't think I've met the two of you. I'm Tracy Davis, she said as she extended her hand.
I'm Desiree Moultrie. Nice to meet you, Desiree replied with a smile as she took Tracy's hand. I'm also Kellen's cousin.
I'm not surprised. Kellen's wicked smart from what I gather. So you have to be a pretty bright one yourself to be a Ravenclaw, Tracy said.
Hermione extended her hand toward Tracy.
I'm Hermione Granger, she said softly.
You've got a terrific friend in Daphne.
She's a very nice girl, yes, replied Tracy as she took Hermione's hand.
And happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, and Hermione, when dinner's over, I'd like you to come with us, said Kellen. It won't take long.
Where are we going? Hermione asked.
You'll know when we get there, Kellen replied.
Kellen led Hermione, Desiree, and Daphne to Hagrid's hut after dinner. Kellen knocked on the door but got no answer. That was the signal for the others that were in on the surprise to get ready. Kellen knocked again, and a few seconds later, Hagrid opened the door.
Good evening, Kellen. I could use a little company tonight. Won't you come in, please?
He gestured for the children to enter the hut. At that moment, Harry, Ron, and Neville jumped out from their hiding places and yelled,
Happy birthday, Hermione!
They all rushed toward the birthday girl and each gave her a hug.
Would you care for some birthday cake?
Hagrid said with a note of pride in his voice.
Sure, replied Hermione. Just a small piece, please.
Harry then gave Hermione a homemade birthday card. Hi, Hermione, he said softly. I know it's not much, but we've been thinking about you all week, and we just want to let you know that we really care about you. We all signed it, of course. You're an amazing girl, and we're really glad you're our friend.
Harry, thank you. A card is always welcome. This is much more than I expected.
She sniffled a bit.
Thank you all so much for remembering my birthday. It's the best one I've ever had.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.